feet shall tread.
There's time where we just need to put our foot down and trust God. Get that back up for me. Trust in the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm. Why? His heart has departed from the Lord. I'm not talking about needing help here and there. I'm talking about somebody that's always, they put the trust in the job. No, God is restructuring some stuff. He's got to restructure our mindsets for this new wine, because it's got to be a new wineskin. Get it back up there. Okay? Cursed, that word really means to be spellbound, to be bound up by it. Limited. We limit God when we put our trust in the arm of flesh and our heart departs from the Lord. Now understand me here. Sometimes your blessing comes through someone else. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that put their trust in flesh. Their trust in man. Their trust in their job. Their trust in their money. We don't trust that. Money makes itself wings. Amen. We must be in that place where if God spoke an amount to you to give, it wouldn't rock your world. You wouldn't be trying to be binding up the devil all the way out of here. The devil is a lie. Child, please, Lucia. You know it's the Lord. Remember Peter? When he was up on the roof and the sheet came down with all manner of beasts, and Peter said, "Not so, Lord." He talking about Peter was not me. I've never eaten anything uncommon, unclean. He said, "Arise, Peter, slay and eat. Arise, Peter, slay and eat." Three times Peter had to. And we're like that sometimes, but we must allow ourselves through restructuring to truly be. See, when we become his prisoner, then are we truly free. This is going to be a year of great change. We see it already. And remember how we talk about acceleration? You see how things are already accelerating? Things are accelerating. Quick, things are happening quickly. We don't want to be left behind. A year of great change. This will be a year for the church, not just a church, but the church, a year of a great shifting into the apostolic age. And I'm not talking about denominational stuff. I'm talking about Book of Acts. Acts, what is it called? Acts of the Apostles. Where the foundations will be laid on an apostolic foundation. And again, when I say that, I'm not talking about a denomination. Amen. It's not a denomination. It's not some name on a door. It's a move of the Spirit. You could very well call Acts the Acts of the Holy Spirit. But it's called the Acts of the Apostles because he established the New Testament, New Covenant on the apostles and prophets, or the apostolic people, the breakthrough believers. Amen? That's why none of us can be comfortable anymore, and I'm going to do everything I can to make you uncomfortable. I'm going to find out what seat you're sitting in. I'm going to put some little pins or something in it. So when you sit down, you're going to have to jump up and praise God. You're going to just be so uncomfortable. Yeah. These old comfortable chairs. I should have got just metal chairs. You know, folding chairs, you can't sit unless you are really blessed. You know, if you're not really blessed, you can't sit in them chairs too long. I know when we're driving and we're on a long trip, the times I had to sit, put a leg up over there, scoot over. Why? If you're not on the edge of your seat, you're taking up too much room. And it ain't because the messages are so powerful, even though I know they are and they're great and all that stuff, but that's not the issue. The issue is your relationship with God. Why we are here. You know your place. You know why you're here. You brought it with you. You didn't come here looking for it. You brought it with you. Every joint supplying. When we get it like that, I'm telling you, this thing's going to go off the chain. signs, wonders, miracles, breakthroughs in our city, favor, increase, prosperity, buildings going up, amen, all kind of spiritual traffic, angelic visitations, revival, restoration, healings, deliverances, demons cast out. That's what we want. We don't want anybody blocking. We don't want a blessing model just blocking the move. We want to cross over and take over. Amen. But it takes every joint supplying. There may be times you don't have anything to give, but you ought to give sometime. Why? Out of your relationship to God. You may not be able to do much, but there ought to be something you do. There's a song that says, if I can only wave my hand. If that's you, then wave your hand when we praise it. The walls of Jericho came down when they hit a frequency, and all the voices were one. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke. They all shouted as one. At Babel, they were all one. God said, I'm going to mess this up because this is contrary to my purpose. They will accomplish stuff. They will open this portal, and these enemy spirits will come. They were after trying to recreate the Nephilim again. In fact, Nimrod was a Nephilim spirit. They were trying. They were on the other side of the flood. God said, no, I'm going down. I'm going to confound it. I'm going to stop this thing. Well, he comes down when there's order in his house. Isn't that what we want? We talk about the God encounter. It's got to be church unusual. I like Papa coined that phrase, church unusual. I'm not talking about, now, this is what we have to discover and discern. It's not church where folk acting crazy. You know, where, you know, nobody, you know, no semblance of order or anything, and just wild people hanging from the lights and running around and interrupting, and you can't preach for folk, you know, acting crazy and stupid. No, I don't mean foolishness like that. That's a zoo. I'm talking about a move of God. Well, there'll be times that God is moving, so I won't have to open my mouth, or who's ever, they might have to open their mouth because God is moving. And it's a move of God and not a move of the flesh. But that comes from the open heaven. That's what we want. It may not be all the time. I'm very discerning. I try to, especially Wednesday, I try to discern, Lord, do you want me to teach? You know, because I got stacks and stacks of stuff I can go back and teach over and over, and new stuff comes and all. But Lord, is it something you want known, or is it just a move you want, or what do you want? Because you can teach till you're blue. But what we want is a God encounter. And so we have to align ourselves, and this is what we're hammering on right now. Getting the stones ready. Aligning, because this is a time, a year of great change, and it's accelerated change. And we don't want any child left behind, so to speak. Amen? Amen. Amen. Everything to this point, where we are right now, February the 1st, 2017. A lot of us thought Jesus was coming in 2000. Y2K, it's all over. Everybody, you know, we had people with generators, and they stored up a whole lot of food, and they had their guns ready, and yeah, just in case. They had all kind of supplies. They were ready. You know, on that day, ain't nothing happened. Ain't nothing happened until God says so. And he does nothing except he first reveal it to his servants, the prophets. All right, everything to this point has been a preparation for what God is about to do. I said, for what God is about to do. Everything to this time has been preparation for what God is about to do. I want you to catch this. I want you to start aligning yourself. And again, it's a thin line between order and becoming established in your ministry and in your place. And what I mean by that, let me just say this. God's going to establish among us the fullness of ministry gifts. I'm not against gifts, but there's an alignment. We're not all about gifts. But how many gifts are important? God gives gifts, but gifts can't be out of order. So there's coming an establishment of the fullness of ministry gifts, the fullness of power. We're going to walk in much, much greater dunamis, power, authority, power and authority, favor. Favor is coming to you this year. That's why, look at somebody, line up. You ain't got to go out looking for it. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, you don't have to go out looking for it, advertising for it. Listen, something is on you. Amen. Look at somebody, tell them right now, something's on you, child of God. It ain't something you concocted. It ain't something you prayed so hard for. No, it's a Kairos time. God done downloaded something on your life. If you will observe. It's a time of prosperity. It's a time of increase. It's a time of breakthrough. It's a time of rising up into a new stature. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Guard it. Set up those boundaries. Stop wasting your time with people that are like leeches. They like the fire. They like to be around the fire, but they don't want to pay for the fire. I don't waste my time. I used to waste my time trying to encourage folks and realize, wait a minute. They ain't even faithful. They come every now and then always want to hook, tie you up on the phone. Or get your time, get your revelation. I ain't giving it to you. No, you want to put time into those that you know are of the same tribe. On the same frequency. You'll get everything. And you'll be waving the white flag. Enough, Apostle, please, enough. Because you'll get it all. But you got to be careful. People are like leeches. They'll drain you. It's a time of favor. A time of power. You got to guard yourself. Guard your heart. Out of it are the issues of life. Don't let people draw you into strife and contention and foolishness and all that bickering and, wrong attitudes and, talking about this one or talking. Loose here. I like that. Say it with me. Loose here. Ain't got no time for that.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.